Dictation for Michael Smith, May 2460. Address as a letter to Lovona. Excuse me, actually erase that. A letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 4667249. Dear Dr. Ernest, post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Smith. He presented with acute and chronic renal failure, uncontrolled diabetes with ketoacidosis, hypertension, obesity. He's known to have calcium oxalate stones and prior right-sided hydronephrosis. I saw him in the hospital August 13 to August 16. He is compliant with using his EPA machine. Weight is down from 283 to 267. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies urinary infection, cloudiness of blood. He has obesity, diabetes through the day, excuse me, in the morning under 150s. Does not check blood pressure at home. He's trying to be more physically active and walking frequently with wife. No associated chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Also trying to do low sodium diet. I review medications. I want to highlight blood pressure, amlodipine, benazepril, Coric, on treatment for Lipitor and fenofibrate, Zoloft, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present weight 267, 70 inches tall, blood pressure 123/64 by nurse, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech, no expressive facial dysarthria, no facial asymmetry, no gross JBD, no palpable neck masses or lymph nodes, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no major edema today, non-focal. Next paragraph, last chemistry available was August 19. At that time, anemia 12.6, normal white blood cell platelet, creatinine improved down to 1.27. There were normal potassium acid base, a low sodium 136, persistent elevation of beta hydroxybutyrate. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic renal failure, creatinine has improved, present GFR will be upper 50s, laboratory calculating more than 60, but probably that's over optimistic. Most recent potassium acid base is normal. There is minor low sodium concentration representing free water. There was severe ketoacidosis from exposure to Farxiga. Glucose was under 250. And bicarbonate was in the lower teens. There were also associated electrolyte losses, including potassium, magnesium, phosphorus, likely effect of Farxiga. Present blood pressure medications are appropriate. There was a component of pancytopenia in the hospital, but platelet has improved, as well as white blood cell, although hemoglobin in the low side. He has prior history of right-sided hydronephrosis last year, 2023, with calcium oxalate stones. I did not change any medications. Plan to see him back in 6 months. End of dictation.